Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up, everyone? The DPYS show, hosted by Dr. Kano and Yellow Submarine, WS. We're off air for a week, trying to keep this pretty consistent.
We have a special show for you today. We have two artists from SKE Records, Sean Archer and Terrell Matt. They'll be calling in a little later. And I guess time for the shameless plug, I guess, right? You can find us at @DPYS_ENT on Twitter, SoundCloud.com, Dr. Kano, and Yellow. So you got something out there, right? You post the radio?
Yeah, you know, after the show, we post the link to the audio, and we have a visual. So if you check out the official DPYS.blogspot.com, you can check that out after the show. And, you know, we'll have the breakdown of the show and, you know, who's on it. And if you're interested, you can schedule an interview with us.
Yeah. What do they have, the people that are listening, what opportunity they have to kind of interact today?
Oh, we'll be on Facebook Live. So if you want to check out either our fan page, which is the official DCYS on Facebook, or my personal page, Ty Vu. Calling it out, government. you want to call in, ask some questions, you know, if you want to call in, you just say what's up, promote yourself, that's cool, that's what we do on the show. Our guest caller will be calling in around 10:10, so,
looking forward to that, man. We haven't had the opportunity to interview somebody, so I guess a longer extent in terms of time. So it's going to be a good switch from what we've been doing, which is mostly promoting the community out there that's listening or somewhat connected. So we're going to have the Facebook Live coming up in a little bit. Sean Archer calling in and some music for tonight. But, some somber news over the past week, in terms of the shootings in Indianapolis and Baton Rouge. I'm sorry, Minnesota. In addition to Dallas, I was very sad, and our hearts are out to those all the families affected. It's very disappointing, but we're gonna learn from it, and hopefully we can move forward. I think today, and I'm sorry to bring this out, but there's been more mass shootings than days in the calendar so far this year. So there's definitely a problem going on out there. Not everything is televised, but that's the world we live in. I swear, like, when I was, like, 10 years old, it wasn't like that. I could go outside, go play football, with friends and shit. Now kids don't go outside, man.
I know.
I don't think anybody walk.
No. Nobody. Everyone's catching Pokemon, man.
Fucking Pokemon. This is my problem with Pokemon. Like, what do you get out of it? Because with any of those games on the phone, whether it's Candy Crush or Clash of Clans or some shit like that, you're gonna play in that world. Maybe get paid, you know. It's like, I guess, a way to occupy time. It's kind of like binge watching TV. You know, people have their shows and shit.
Yeah.
Breaking Bad, Game of Thrones.
We're not haters on anything. I don't believe. You want to go out there and do your thing. You know, join the good vibes going on right now in your own world. Right? That's cool. What do you feel about that? Nah? Binge watch Breaking Bad?
I did binge watch. And I just said it was a waste of time, and I'm going to backtrack a little bit. Good show. Mm-hmm. I guess it was a lot worse ways to waste your time.
I think we got a caller. So, we want people to get online. So
yeah.
Caller wants to get online.
Oh, all right.
Well, 734-375. You're live.
Hello.
What's popping? It's Lifer.
Hey, Lifer. What's up?
What's good, man?
What's going on?
We're chilling, man. What's on your mind?
Shit. I just wanted to call in, promote myself a little bit, if that's cool.
Yeah,
Yeah, go man, ahead. This is what it's about. Yeah. We'll talk some shit. Go ahead. What do you got?
Well, for those who don't know me, my name is Lifer. I'm under label Forever Music, sub-label under 1017 Records, Gucci label. I'm signed to the Dollar Root, an artist under 1017 Records. I'm an official 1017 Brick Squad Monopoly affiliate. I'm managed by Morris Music Group, as in Polo Frost and A.O. and Tayo, the Dancers. You can find me on SoundCloud under The Official Lifer, YouTube, Lifer TV. You can follow me on Twitter under The Official Lifer.
All right, so we're signing line tonight, man. How you doing today? You good?
Oh, yeah, I'm doing good. I'm doing real good. How about y'all?
Yes. Well, that was a long day at work. And now we're still working. So were you writing today? Did you find yourself writing or doing anything creative with your music? Is that something else?
Yeah, actually, I just finished a song that I've been writing for about a month.
You spent some time on it.
Yeah.
That's a long time.
Yeah, man, I take my time on my tracks.
Yeah, so is there a reason why you did that? Because when you first started, you didn't pay as much attention to the details or something? Or what got you on that kind of trend?
Really what it was is when my first album, it was poorly thought out. It was just on some shit. I was undeveloped. My second album, it was developed, but I wasn't there yet. And I really, like, I used to rap about some stupid shit. So now I really try to take time in my track. Like, if you ever listen to my music, you'll see there's some pain and some struggle and some story in there. So, really, I just try to, like, to take my time, make sure it comes out perfect. Because if it's not perfect, then, you know, I can't release it. I'm one of those people that every song has to be its best.
So how did your content change over time?
Over time, I started to realize that, you know, everybody was rapping the same. Everybody was rapping about the same shit. And me, I wanted to do something different. I wanted to be, you know, I wanted to stick out. So me, I just stopped rapping about the G life and just started talking about my life and my pain and my story and all that. So really, it's just more of, you know, lived and live the G life. No need to rap about it. I'm trying to stick out from everybody else and bring hip-hop back. All
right. On that note, I mean, it sounds like what you're coming up with is more organic in nature, but when you listen to something on radio, you still enjoy it, right? You listen to something like Future or something like that?
To be honest with you, I tried to avoid the radio at all possibilities.
Okay. So what kind of music are you listening to?
Besides internet radio, but FM, I listen to rap and hip-hop, man. I just don't like the shit that's on the radio because, like, the shit they play on 107.5 and 955 and 98.7, don't get me wrong, they good stations, man. They real good people over there, but I don't like what music passes for music today, so it's kind of, I'm sick of hearing work, and auto-tune and panda all the time, and I miss some shit that people don't play as much anymore. Like, I don't hear no Too Short, I don't hear Eminem, I don't hear Pac, I don't hear Dre, I don't hear Run DMC, I don't know, man. Those are supposed to be rap and hip-hop stations, but all they play is that bullshit. So I really just kind of stopped listening to FM radio.
Wow, I respect that. That's an interesting perspective because you're right. To some extent, you do hear a lot of the same elements in songs, like you mentioned, auto-tuning or cadences in terms of how people rap or just content. You know, that's oftentimes superficial. Here and there, you get some, deeper stuff, but, you know, if you're listening to radio, I mean, you don't always want the deep shit, you know, you just want to get lost, say you're a mechanic, you know what I mean? You're just trying to, like, get loose.
Well, you know, some cats, they like to party when they listen to music, you know, but me, like, I don't get me wrong, man, I love party music, and that shit is real hype most days, what they play on the radio, it's real hype, but one of the, you know, we don't always want to be hype.
Yeah, I got you. So what's coming up with you, like, for you got a performance or something, or what?
Yeah, actually, speaking of, I will be performing, and this is going to be on TV, so this is going to be performing at the Detroit Honor Awards this year, aka Hip Hop Awards, Musical Honor Awards, whatever you want to call it, but it is officially under the Detroit Honor Awards. It will be on TV. I got a mixtape coming out. It's an official 1017 Brick Squad Monopoly mixtape. It's called We Working. I got my own personal album in the works. It's called the Life or Legacy album. So that's all I really got going on. I can't say too much. I was just in a couple music videos. Polo Frost, We Got Action. Look it up on YouTube. Meechy Loke, M-E-E-C-H-I-E space L-O-C, Gangland. And I was in that video too. I got one of my own videos coming out at some point within the next few months, maybe sometime. Other than that, man, I really ain't got too much going on. Just working with this stuff with Brick Squad. I got a radio interview on Blackout Radio. I'm co-hosting an episode with Black Tier, and they'll be interviewing Dollar Rue, signed artist from 1017 Records, Gucci Man's label, and I'll be co-hosting the episode with him. So it really, that's all I really got going up right now.
Well, that's what's up, man. So we got next. We still waiting, or we good?
Oh, we might have another caller.
All right. Well, Lightford, I think we have another caller. But in the meantime, I think you're one of those callers that likes to spit a little bit, right?
Yeah. I'd love to spit live on air, man.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, we got Lightford on the acapella.
All right, I got something for you. Y'all ready?
Yes, sir. Do it.
No king, I'm a god. Life of dropping bombs, baby. We working, we yawning. Homie, I'm from the guns. 313, homie, you know me. Came from selling trees, shaking down police, cracking homies' knees, doing things you wouldn't believe. Not afraid of death, but not afraid to bleed. Don't want to be alone, but not afraid to leave. Sitting drunk on my bed with a gun to my head, but too weak to bring it all to an end. This is my life, my friend. Drugs, guns, and death, but in the end, I do it all again.
Yes, sir, ladies and gentlemen. That's life for on the acapella street. So, Lifers, good luck with the Detroit Honor Award. We appreciate you calling in. And, you call in anytime you want, man.
All right, I appreciate it. I'll definitely call in next week and make sure everybody go as me on Facebook under JJ Lifer, J-A-Y space Lifer, L-I-F-E-R.
All right, you heard him, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Lifer. You'll be good, bro.
All right, thank you very much. One.
All right. Next caller.
Okay, 802-802-532, you're alive.
Hey, guys, it's Brad from Vermont. How's everyone doing?
What's up, Brad?
Good.
We got a couple of minutes. What you got?
Just wanted to call in and promote my artist. I manage top hip-hop artist out of Utica, New York. His name is Young Tyke. You can go on Facebook, check on the fan page, Young Tycoon, and be sure to like it. And if you have any fan pages, we'll gladly return the favor. You can also check out his music on SoundCloud as well. It's under my name. I put all his music up there because, you know, I'm his manager. So it's B-Dubs, D-U-B-S. And if you still can't find it, type in B-Dubs 802 Nobody, which is, it'll take you to my song, but also my channel, where you can find my artist Tycoon's music. So, pretty much is basically the two biggest things I wanted to say. My artist Tycoon, he actually did a co-host show with Black Tear on his Blackout Radio show. And that was real, you know, that was really fun. You know, he had a blast doing that, and, you know, he's definitely got a lot of potential. You know, everybody that's heard him, you know, always says, boy, fire, you know, my boy's fire and everything, and we're in it together, you know what I'm saying, him and I, you know, it's like Jordan and Pippen, you know what I'm saying, we're doing it together, and we're doing this contract thing we're signing right now, so, like, if, you know, we book a show or something, we can both, you know, we both basically get what we want, you know what I'm saying, out of it.
Yeah.
I'm the type of manager, I don't care if I get, you know, I don't care if I get 10%, you know what I'm saying? As long as I'm doing something I love, helping out other people, giving back to others who gave, you know, given to me throughout the years, I'm good. You know, I don't need a lot of stuff.
I have a question. So you guys record at your place, or like you have like a studio, or when you
have to... I live out in Vermont. He's in Utica, so he records and he records with one of his contacts out in New York. But myself out here in Vermont, you know, there's a couple artists out here that have so much potential But people out here in Vermont, you know, they're on some sensitive stuff. You know, there's a few guys that only work with their boys, and they sit there and say they support local music, but the only people that you see recording are their boys. You know what I'm saying? Like, give others a chance. You know, there's, how are we going to get noticed if we're putting in the time to promote? You know, we're going out of our way. We're investing in ourselves, but you guys don't want to lend us the studio. What the heck else are we supposed to do? You put a video out on.
You gotta keep pushing. Because eventually, you know.
Yeah,
I was going to say, you guys, nobody has Pro Tools or something like that? Or you guys ever mess around with Fruity Loops or whatever?
Oh, well, no. See, I'm just the guy who, like, puts his music on YouTube and stuff. You know, as far as beat making and stuff, I can't do that. We're actually in the looks for anybody who makes, you know, beats for, like, a reasonable price, because we invest in an ASAP account, you know, to protect our music and stuff like that. And, but you can't have beats, you know, if you're using a beat off YouTube, you can't put that up there unless you have full access to the beat. So we're looking for anybody that makes beats. You know, if you know anybody, or if you yourself make beats, hit me up on Facebook, Brad Bourne. Like I said, out of Vermont. I do rap myself a little bit, but like I said, you know, my main focus is my artist. I don't want to be like, you know, that artist back in the day, you know, with Suge Knight all up in the videos, how he said with Diddy and stuff. You know, I just want to do my own thing, you know, let my artist shine. And when my time comes. So, but I did have a quick question for you guys.
What do you got?
One thing I got into, I love debates, and I was talking about something with my artist. Do you guys believe one thing that I was told by one of my artists that not one of my artists, but one person that gave me a shot, Jay Blicky, he actually told me, he said, bro, not all rap music has to tell a story. So when everybody out here nowadays says, oh, music's all about guns and guns and guns, he says, listen, I wrote a rap about getting high flying UFOs. How many UFOs do you think I've flown? He says, my point is, if that song's fire and that song's creative, people are going to like it. So when all these people out here are saying, I don't like your music.
Is that in reference to the conversation Life Brown were having in regards to...
I heard that, and I was like, and I agree with him. I mean, that boy's fire. I was listening to that, and, you know, he's got so much potential. I wish nothing for the best. But see, myself, I believe that music is a form of entertainment. You know what I'm saying? Music is the WWE of all music. It's a form of entertainment. You know, you got Slim Jesus going out there claiming he's going to kill people. If Slim Jesus is going to shoot somebody, then I'm LeBron James's father. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, so it's like,
you know what I was thinking? It's kind of like when you hate on, say, all right, say you got Drake or somebody, or Future or whatever, and they have a fire beat, and they have a hook, and they're like, all right, I'm going to go make this shit, right? And you're like, you know, they're doing it just because they're going to make mad money off of that. I almost see it like Kevin Durant going to the Warriors. Don't ask me why. Like,
all our viewers listening, that please hold on the line, and we'll get to your call as soon as we can.
Do you bring a call?
They're coming. You know, it's like they're coming.
All right, Brad, thank you for calling in.
Can I spit something real quick? I don't.
Brad, I'm gonna spit.
All right, okay. I'm sorry to all the callers for taking so long, but here we go. Rip this, yay, man. Flip that cake, damn. Mix certified bread, serve out the bake stand. I move weight grams all by the case, man. Soda Coke stretch like Jordan in Space Jam. Feeling myself, swimming in wealth. Soda young boy swag is needing oneself. My flow got a bubble like syphilis. Weight crew, women, friends, late night scrimmaging. If shit hit the fan, fall back. Retreat, strapped in the back like a baby car seat. If that scat clack, full fifth kick back, precision aim when the young boy lift that. Kick crack, coke and soda, cook crack when it roasts your motor. Let me stop fronting B-Dub's Emerald, mobs and informants, top notch and putting shots in informants.
Brad from Vermont, everybody. Man. Listen, Brad, we appreciate you calling in and you know, we got your back. I know it's not easy for little guys like ourselves and shit, but just keep doing your thing, you and Young Tycoon. All right, man?
All right, thank you. And once again, thank you all for having me. And, you know, I appreciate what you guys do.
Yeah, we appreciate you, man.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Let's
see.
Okay, I got one. I got 313-687. You are live.
Hey, what up, though?
Polo Ralph. I have a line.
What up, though? It's Polo Ralph from Detroit, Michigan. Can you hear me?
Bring it up a little bit. One more time, man. Go ahead.
Polo Ralph from Detroit, Michigan. Can you hear me?
Yeah, Detroit. Polo Ralph. What you got, man?
What's going on, my baby? I got, make it real quick, I got a show going on July 23rd, Wall Street at the Bullfrog, you know.
Wait, you got a show going on, you said?
Yeah, I got a show going on July 23rd at the Bullfrog. That's like my fifth show. Did Showstoppers last month, so, with Mo Devon, so, I mean, also, I'm working on an album with my man Untamed Pain called Real Talk. Working on my mixtape. King of the Lakes. Working on my mixtape, King of the Lakes. Had a brain fart. It's kind of late, folks. Shoot, you
are
not
driving. Think
not.
Driving, son. Are you driving right
now? Nah, I'm on. Hold on. I'm on that Bluetooth shit.
Man,
hello,
you
can you hear me?
I was on Bluetooth.
No, it was fine. You were good. I was just wondering. You know, you got to be safe when you drive. Shit. I don't want you to drive.
Yeah. But I ain't going to put it up because I know y'all got a lot of callers. I just wanted to spit a couple bars for y'all, too.
No, we're not going to talk to you, Polo.
Go ahead.
All right, so you said this is your fifth show. How was the first show? How did you feel? Were you nervous when you went on?
Honestly, man, I felt like I was at home. I felt like I was in the right place.
Polo, before you go in, what's your SoundCloud or BeatStars or whatever you got?
My SoundCloud is The Real Polo. My Instagram is The Real Polo. Power of Lyrics Outstanding is also another one of my Instagrams. You can follow me on Facebook, Polo Ralph. My Snapchat, Locker Polo. that's my Twitter. My Twitter, Locker Polo. My my Snapchat, Lockavelli #4. So, you know, follow me on there, and you know, if anybody interested in the show, you know, you can hit me up at 313-687-7391. You know, just hit me up or inbox my Facebook if y'all, you know, interested in going. Anybody, any of my fans out there.
Well, listen, man, that's I appreciate – damn, The Real Polo. I like that name. All right, listen, Polo Ralph.
Hey, that's the name, though. That's the real name, though, The Real Polo, because there's a lot of people out here claiming that name.
The Real Polo is you?
Yeah, I'm The Real Polo. No Beverly Hills, baby.
Listen, I'm about to follow you on SoundCloud. Polo, can we call you Polo? Listen. Before we get going, you want to spit some bars before we let you go, man?
Yeah, I'll spit some.
Yeah. It's
right.
Hello, though.
Yeah, okay, here we go. Polo Ralph. Hold on. Polo Ralph, Mike, Louis, Damo, CB. That's MBE. Now back to this money. Her booty jiggle. She topped me off in my Impala, nigga. Bootylicious. All she get is dick and bubblelicious. Hit a Dougie with the doggy. All I bang is bunnies. You can't teach me how to Dougie. Diamonds looking sunny. Hoes love me like you funny. Why you playing, mommy? She fucked the hood in my Impala for them CB dollars. Price is right. We don't love her. Why you spoiler, nigga? All we need is back shots like a spoiler, nigga. Getting money. I'm a hoarder. About the new portrait. Polo pimping. Suck this Maggie like you Lisa Simpson. Fresh Prince of Detroit trying to fill up banks. In the coupe rolling thank. God smoke a stank. All I spit is propane. My people call me Hank. King of the hill. Pop pills. Keep the stains of steel. Call me Rodney Dangerfield. I don't respect you. My flow water. My flow water, all I drink is Aquafina, nigga. Call FEMA, cause damage like Katrina, nigga. I pop ops, get top like Gina, nigga. I battle niggas, caught a body about a week ago. Oh, you ain't know, Polo Ralph, I be spazzing, yo. Pop haters, send niggas to the ER. Spit rhymes, flow progressive off the Cali bud. What up, though? Make your bitch fly like Air Bud. Your boy Pussy, he a stud, cause he got the hoes. All I do is eat the hoes, give her Bobby's World. My wood long, you can call this boy Pinocchio. My nose grow if you think that I be lying, ho. She give me deep throat. She be choking, bro. My chain chiming, bust a hymen for a couple diamonds. My girl got a girl. She don't fuck with boys. And for these fucking fuck boys, she keep the strap on her. Black, blow your head off with black max. For them fucking dead guys, cause we need stacks. Silver arms, gun steel like that nigga Jax. Dope lines, reach my product with the Ajax. Spit dope, never ever was a dealer, nigga. Ripping tracks, how the fuck you think I'm eating, nigga?
Oh, the real Polo. So you got to know.
Yeah.
Listen, thank you for calling in.
Yeah.
Thank you for
thank you.
Just, you know, anytime you want to call up on a Wednesday night between 10 and 11, you do so, man. You're cool.
All right, for sure, for sure. I'll be in touch. All right.
You.
Appreciate it.
Yep.
Okay, I got 757-675 in line.
We listening to tonight.
How you doing tonight?
What's going on? Who's this?
Not much. How about yourself? I am DJ Lone Wolf HD of QLN Entertainment.
I'm putting any complaints, man. Are you wanting to have some social media? You want to promote yourself? What do you got?
Okay, I am representing QLN Entertainment and Independent Revolution. I have with me the owner and the founder of QLN Entertainment, Clown, also known as Quantrill Howard.
This might be in the background, by the way.
What's going on, man? Pleasure to meet you. You got like a SoundCloud? Or you guys an artist? Or said you're a DJ? Or you do?
Yes. I am a DJ. I have SoundCloud, AudioMac, Bandcamp, Reverb Nation. All at DJ Lone Wolf HD. My label I call on QLN Entertainment. We have a SoundCloud, an AudioMac, a Bandcamp as well. Special, what do you have links wise?
So for us, I got my SoundCloud, soundcloud.com/Dr. Cano. You'll find some instrumentals on there. BeatStars, Dr. Cano. @BTUIS_EMC. What else we got? And Instagram. All right. Facebook, the official BTUIS. That's what we got. How long have you been doing the music thing, man?
Hello?
Yeah.
They drop off? All right. Okay, I'm sorry. He must have dropped off the line. This is Quantrill Howard. This is QLN Entertainment, founder of QLN Entertainment, Virginia Beach, Virginia. He was just doing his little thing because he only had so much time. But, we've been doing this since 2007. This is my beat in the background. What we currently got going on right now is a competition called Summer Launch. I was actually on your show, actually, a few times. I was doing this.
Yeah,
I was on your show with this. Yeah, I was on your show with another producer. His name is Gogo Ramson Pie. He's still right by me. The guy was shouting in the background. So pretty much what we're doing is a competition called Summer Launch. It's a huge opportunity for all artists, anyone that's looking to expand their brand. We just recently extended the submission deadline to the 16th. So really, it's really easy. It's really easy to get in. It's pretty much a $20 entry fee. You submit the $20. You're in the competition. You compete to win a lot of big prizes. Some of the prizes include a chance to perform a 10-minute set at Mikey J's Summer Coastal Tour, who's sponsoring this competition. You get a chance to get written up in 4 magazines. That's part of his package. You also get a chance to get your music blasted on radio stations, promoted by 2 DJs. Also, with QLN Entertainment, your prize will be a Summer Launch mixtape. You get your own mixtape produced by QLN Entertainment.
Shit.
What was that? Whoa.
I thought you were going for a drop.
That wasn't me. That wasn't me.
Nah, that's okay. Quantel, we are the artist that we're going to interview. Gogo Ramson Pie wants to some bars before we go?
They want to ask if you want to spit some bars.
Hey, man, we rap, man. We just make beats.
Okay. Now he's making beats. He ain't trying to rap. But if anybody wants to find out about us, it's facebook.com/QLNENT. Look up the Summer Launch Competition. Or if you see a post that says got bars, just comment your email. If you see a post that says got bars.
We appreciate you guys coming in. Check out the people. Check out QLN Entertainment. And listening. Your free time. So we appreciate the love. And check out this beat for the competition.
Hello.
We got coming up next.
Okay, we got 267-288
No, we're done.
What'd he say? No, he said. Okay, we got technical difficulties here.
267-288
you're live. What's poppin'? It's Sean Archer from Philly.
That's Sean Archer, special guest. The late gentleman.
What's going on? You're good. Nice, cool, man. Before we even get started, go ahead and shout out your sites and shit, and then we'll get started.
Okay, yeah, well, it's Sean Archer from Philly, you know, SK Records, that's Street Knowledge Entertainment, you know, Swag 808 CP coming, you know, we here.
You're part of, SKE Records?
Yeah, SKE Records, me, Trail Max, shout out to Trail Max. Peter Jones, you know what I mean? We working out here. We doing our thing out here in Philly. I mean, we about to take over the world, actually. You know what I mean? So, get ready for it.
I was going to say, you must be doing something, Sean, because that hoodie is sick.
You see, I have my mane on. You seen that? You know what I mean? See, I'm a king. You mean you're a king? You wear a hoodie like that, you wear your mane.
I like that.
Yeah, I have my mane on.
Yeah, I know. I saw that, and I was like, yo, that's some hot shit right there. You gotta have confidence. We got that.
Yeah,
how long
have
you been there making music, Sean?
I've been doing music since, really, I can remember. Probably since I was 12, 13, something like that. But I've always been a fan of hip hop. I was always the one, when I didn't write my own actual raps, I used to write other people's raps. Like, I used to listen to, like, it could be anybody, like Jay-Z or something, and I listen to his music and just be writing his lyrics down like they was mine and rapping them in the mirror with a brush. Like it was a mic. I mean, it's always the same music my whole life.
So you mentioned Jay-Z. I guess he's one of the artists that influenced you the most, or
one of them. Yeah, like my Biggie, Jay-Z. I'm a student of the game. Biggie, Jay-Z, Mace inspired me a lot. Tupac. I'm a student of the game. The old Death Row, Bad Boy, Outkast. Like you name anybody, I mean, I listen to everybody. Even to this day, I still listen to everybody. I'm just a student of the game.
So we had rounded. Yeah, definitely well rounded. I'm not even old school. It's funny that's
old school. Nah, man, that's not classic.
But yeah. I forgot the fuck I was gonna say.
Damn, lost in.
I got lost right there. Oh, all right, yeah. So Sean, we had a couple conversations tonight about whether they appreciate the music that's on the radio, or if they they're like underground or substance or whatever. Where's your stance on that?
What part do I appreciate it?
Yeah, like commercial, like radio stuff, anything.
I mean, we need it. You know what I mean? Cause, I mean, at the end of the day, I listen to everything. Like, for me, music is emotion. It's supposed to be, like I said, sometimes you're happy, sometimes you're sad, sometimes you. So I think music is a reflection of that. So I think the songs on the radio, if you're in a good mood or if you're in a club, that's what it's for. I think it could be a little more well rounded, though. Like, they need to add some of the other stuff in there, but for the most part, I mean, I appreciate it.
I respect that. You're right, because, like, when you're listening to the radio, you want to have something more upbeat. You know, you want to hear, like, Adele's Hello or something, like depressing. That's the last step that you're looking for.
Yeah, you can give it anything for the people, you know, because you don't know what emotions the person might be going through at the time, so you should have a little bit of anything. It'd be like, yeah.
So, obviously, you write a lot of songs and stuff, so where do you draw most of your the content from, what you got?
Basically just for my life. You know what I mean? Just basically the things I go through, the things everything I write is from my perspective, everything. Like, I don't write nothing. I'm not writing something because I think it's cool. Like, I'm writing something because it's how I feel. So
yeah.
If you hear a song and it's a club song, it's the way I see the club. If it's a song about a girl, it's the way I view the girl, what things I would do to the girl. Or if it's something on the streets, it's the way I view it. So, and that's where all my content comes from, my real life.
All right. So I guess, were you born and raised in Philly or –
Yeah, born and raised in Philly. The North Philly did that here my whole life.
So what are your favorite things to do out in Philly? Because I think, you know, we're going to be out there, Saturday, Sunday?
I mean, we got a couple clubs. I mean, the club scene ain't too popping, but, you know, I mean, we got a couple clubs. Probably go to South Street, maybe Old City, not even South Street, go down Old City. I mean, get a few drinks or something, chill. And to me, it ain't really too much to do in Philly. Probably because I lived here all my life, but, you know, I mean, it's all right. You know what I'm saying? You go get you a cheesesteak. A real cheesesteak. You know what I mean? A real cheesesteak for the people listening. A real cheesesteak. Come get a real cheesesteak from Philly, but, you know.
When I'm in Philly, I got to stop by Club Risque. You know, it's a good spot, though.
It's a good
East Coast spot. Like, you know, you go to Miami, you go to Vegas, whatever, there's shit in play. You got tens walking around. But in Club Risque, you got quality there. Just saying. Not to go off on a tangent. Of the people you listen to, you know, I mean, listen to music, you know, you might have all sorts of people you like to listen to. But who would you like to collab with the most?
Yeah, like that question.
To collab with the most, man. That's a hard one. But as far as, like, rappers, because I got, like, different, like, lists. But rappers, I want to bring back, like, when I used to listen to, like, Reservoir Dogs or Niggas Done Started Something with the Locks and DMX, I want to bring back a song like that. So it had to be nothing but spitters. Jay-Z, The Clips, both of them, The Locks, Slaughterhouse, Fabulous, like all the rappers, like all the real rappers, and put together something like that.
No, but
I mean,
Sean,
become like rap.
You gotta pick one. Is it gonna be Jay-Z?
Oh, just one. Yeah, it'd be Jay-Z. That'd be Hov. Yeah, I mean,
he's coming back.
I love to do something.
Remix to All the Way Up.
Yeah.
Doesn't he have like another album plan? What's going on with that?
I don't know, but he was on that. I got the keys.
Yeah, that's his song. Yeah. And he did a song with Pusha T. And, you know what I mean? So he must be coming out with something.
Can we get Anonymous?
Yeah,
you
know, yeah, yeah, so yeah, there you go.
What's up, Ange? How many decades is he? He's 3 decades now? That's crazy.
Yeah.
What do you see yourself in, like, 5 years, man?
Take over.
5 years, bro. Running the game. I mean, you know, my name gonna be solidified. Sean Archer, everybody gonna know who I am. They're like, yeah, that's the flyest, best rap, best dressed, best looking rapper out here. You know what I mean? I'm gonna be solidified. Name gonna be etched in stone. Me and SK Records, not just me, but Trell, Matt, Peter Jones, Q the Question gonna be the biggest mogul. You know what I mean? So,
in five years,
except we, SK Records, we the next. Well, matter of fact, we not the next, but we coming for the Cash Moneys, the Bad Boys, the Rockefellers, the Rap-A-Lots, the all those labels. You know what I mean? So we all gonna be solidified, not just me, but my whole team, in 5 years.
Nice. You have a shared perspective on success. Like you believe in getting others around you to rise up too. And I appreciate that.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. You know, like this, like a candle don't lose no flame by lighting another one. That's what it's all about. Yeah, man.
Another
quote.
Sean Archer's beat. Pause.
Yeah. I mean, I got some more quotes. I mean, you want to have a team so strong that you don't know who the boss is. Like, who the boss? Like, well, you the boss? Are you the boss? I don't know. Mm-hmm. I mean, you want to, you know, that's what I'm all about, teamwork. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I think at the moment, Cue the Question, he's putting in some work. Like, I would not mind working for Cue the Question because he knows
what he is.
He just has that. You just know he knows what he wants to do, and he's gonna do it.
Yeah,
I
think it was
the man once. That might have been it.
Yeah, but that's the impression you get.
Yeah. Shout out to
you. I know. Charles Max, you're another artist under SKE Records. Do you guys ever have you collab before, or you guys are?
Yeah. I'm actually on his album Night Before the Dawn, a song called "These Rappers." I'm on that. We got a song called One Buffer that you can look up on YouTube. We got a video for that. We shot we shoot and edit all our videos too. Vision Board Films, that's our film company, like for our videos and films and stuff like that. So Warren Buffett, we got a lot of stuff together. We've been doing stuff since the beginning. I mean, we got some old stuff, you know what I mean? We might release later on, you know what I mean? So we've been doing a lot of work. Like, we basically a family.
All right. So, listen, I believe we're going to, does Joe Mack call in?
No, man.
Hey, if you can get your partner on the line, we appreciate that.
we might get him some time too, man. We don't know what
Yeah, that's what it's all about, you know what I mean? Let him rock out.
Nah, it's all good. All right, so what are you listening to at the moment? What do you got? If you're going to put on a song, right? Put any song. Who are you listening to?
A song right on. I don't know. I'm listening to probably Jesus. That's a hard one.
Listen to Tom. Just, it's yours. Fuck it.
I'm telling you what I was just listening to. I was just listening to my record All I Want, to be honest. I just dropped that about last week. I put that on the, I know I sound self-centered saying that, but I actually just listened to myself. But
we listen to ourselves.
You got it, cause you know what? I'm always trying to break down like what did I fuck up? Like, what do I need to fix? I constantly listen to that. That's like what my ear is trained to do. Like, listen to myself in the car and shit. But I think I came across your video, if I'm not mistaken. I know I was listening to the Lames one. I forget the exact title of it.
But No Lames Allowed.
Yeah, I was listening to that. I know I was listening to something else.
Yeah, that's the one I had the hoodie on.
Listen, you from Philly, so
what are
you, Eagles fan?
No. I'm not really into sports too much. I'm going to tell you why I'm not really into sports. I'm so Philly'd out that with Eagles and the Sixers and all that stuff, I'll probably have a heart attack, like, literally. So I'll watch it, but I ain't really, like, deep into it. Like I can sleep at night when people lose, you know what I mean? But if I had to choose, it'd be all Philly teams, you know what I mean? I'm rocking out with Philly all day, you know?
Yeah, with respect to sports, you guys are hurting out there.
Yeah, that's true. I'll let you have that.
But, you know, I'm a Redskins fan, so I mean, what the fuck, like, we had your ups and downs.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Stay away from me.
Make it work. Okay. I think we got Charles Mack coming up. So before we let you go, Sean, anything to say? And also, we would like if you could spit a few bars for the listeners out there.
Oh, yeah, I got you. I'm the hottest on the mic, hottest in the game. Hotter than any fucking rapper that you name. Hottest on the radio, hottest on the TV, hottest on the streets, man. Y'all niggas can't see me. And if you sending shots, I'll make that Desi pop. Anyone I open my clothes like that nigga Fetty Wap. Take your track queen, cause I'm that nigga. Cause you see a star in the eye like Jack Thriller. You could be a gangster killer or crack whipper. Me, I'ma just stay fly like caterpillars. You could be a gold. Keep your 100 niggas. I be on the grind. I need 100 million. No, 100 billion. Yeah, I'm in my zone. So many ideas. Put Buffett on the phone. In the club dancing like that nigga Diddy Combs. Oh, that's your bitch. Take that. Like I'm Diddy Combs. But if I get too much to rock in that Bombay, then I'm act a fool, dancing like I'm Kanye. But I don't give a fuck, I'm cocky like I'm Kanye. I spit bars, good music like I'm Kanye. I'm a legend, 2 Chainz on, push money in them clips so they call me Big Sean. Get it, John Legend, 2 Chainz on, push the team money in the clips, they call me Big Sean. And I'm still a prince like Sci High, nigga. Since a youngin', always been a fly, nigga. Pedal to the metal, how I ride, nigga. And all white screaming, the devil was alive, nigga. SK Record, we all right.
Damn, on that shit.
I am Sean Arch on Instagram, and I am SeanArch.com, IamSHAWNARCHER, or you can hit my phone, 267-979-6164. Yeah, I'm the new Mike Jones. I'm giving my number out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he's real. Listen, Sean, if we come out to Philly, maybe we can link up somewhere. If not, we appreciate you calling in and spending some time with us, even though you're late as shit. So,
bad. Yeah, I mean, but I appreciate y'all. Thanks for having me.
You're good, man. We appreciate you, and
again, I am SeanArcher.com, and well, that's not your SoundCloud, it's something else, right?
Yeah, well, I am Sean Archer, that's everything. That's the Instagram, the website, the Twitter, that's everything, you know what I mean? You look at your girl, you're going to see I am Sean Archer on the phone, you know what I mean? That's everything.
We appreciate you, man. Call in anytime, man.
All right, good luck.
Yep. See. All right. SK Records in the house. You know, we just got done with Sean Archer. We got next coming up. Who we got?
Swish.
All right. Thank you for everybody while we wait for listening. Tune in on Facebook.
We got the 215-971 is live now.
Here we go.
Here you go.
Mr. Trello Matt. How are you, sir?
I'm doing good. What's going on with you?
What's going on, man? So we just got to phone your partner, man. Hey, Mr. Sean Hartson just called in as a part of SKE Records. So why don't you shout yourself out, man, for the people that are listening?
Yo, you said shout me out?
Yeah,
out.
Cool. Everything. What you got?
Yeah, what's good, man? It's Boy Trail Mac. I'm saying SK Records. We in the building. The takeover just begun. I mean, it's been here, but it's about to begin on a new level. Yeah, you know I mean, shout out to the whole team, man. Cue the question, Sean Archer, Peter Jones. You know what I mean? You know, we just working. You know what I mean?
So I was reading something about you, and it said that you took like a little hiatus from music. So what made you get back into you know, reconnecting with the music and stuff?
Well, first off, you know, I had to leave it because I had to take care of my responsibilities, man. You know, I had a kid on the way and stuff like that, so I couldn't really find the time for it, man. But eventually I just got back into it. Dreams of a Winter was like the reintroduction of me just coming back and just going full force with the whole music thing, giving it another try, you know what I mean? So I had cue the question in my corner the whole time, just waiting on me to, you know, to do that. So, you know, now we did that 2012 with Inspired by Greatness EP. Now we're here with another project, Night Before the Dawn. We'll be keeping pushing it from here.
Is Love is Life on the new mixtape? Is that what you got out?
Yeah, it's a mixtape. We don't do mixtapes, man. We do albums, man. No mixtape. But it's on a new project, Night Before the Dawn, Love is Life, yeah.
Because I was listening to it. I liked the video. That was very creative. How'd you come up with that?
Basically, man, I just wanted to find a way to get people involved, man, in a more tasteful way. You know, we just figured, you know, we put the lyrics to it where it gets people more involvement. So we just decided, you know, to spray paint the words, some of the lyrics on the thing, hand them over to some people and say, yo, hey, man, can you hold this for the video? Doing a song about love because it's necessary. We just thought it was a great time for people to come together, bring some people together, especially with all the stuff going on in the world today. So we did that, and it came out great, man. So I'm really proud of the work that we've done on that.
No, that was well done, man. For those that are listening, we're talking to Trell Mack from SKE Records, at Trell Mack, TrellMack on Twitter, and TrellMackForever.com. We're just talking about the video Love is Life. I think it's very well done. So where were we at? I think that you'd be working out, son.
Say that again?
I think you'd be working out. You'd be hitting the gym.
Oh yeah, definitely. Got to.
What are you doing, like 4, 6, 7 days a week? What's your regimen?
I don't really do that much, man. It looks like it, but I don't really do that much, man. I got a training, man. Shout out to Larry. Shout out to my boy Larry, man. Why Not Fitness, man. You know, we just being a gym, man. When we go in there, I go probably like 3 times a week, man. Sometimes I've been slacking the last couple of days, so I ain't going front. But, you know, when we go in there, we go hard, man. We stay focused. We just try to reach the ultimate goal, man. It's just to look good and feel great. You know what I'm saying? And this ain't always about looking good, just about being healthy. So that way, when we go on that road, we be in a proper condition to perform. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, and I think people underestimate the importance of being healthy.
Because
you get older and get more fit.
Yeah.
It doesn't work like that. It's the opposite. So you have to take care of yourself. It's important.
It's important. Yeah, it's definitely important.
So out of your music, what's the favorite song you have out that you've made recently?
What's my favorite song that I made?
Yeah.
That's a good question, man. I got a few, but my favorite one I like to listen to is Love Is Life, be honest with you. That and then Caravan of Contrary, because it's just something that's real that's happening in my life that was able to display on record, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, those are my two favorite songs that I've recorded.
All right. So you work with Sean Archer. What do you think about Sean?
You like Sean is a dope artist, man. Sean dope, man.
What's something like people wouldn't know about Sean that, like, you know, it's cool to like tell somebody, but like, what's something different about Sean? You mean behind the scenes? Yeah, behind the scenes.
Shit. Something that people don't know about him. That he's intimidating. That's what he is.
I don't
know.
Is he, is it because of his hoodie?
His name, man. His name.
The name?
No, the
name. His hoodie.
I know you've seen that hoodie on
Instagram. What you
mean?
The
video's dope. His hoodie is sick.
Oh, yeah. That shit flies out, man. You know, yeah, we pay attention to the whole image thing, man. So, you know, it's very important to even have a good image, being able to dress well.
Yeah.
When it comes to, just doing his music, you know what I mean?
Yes, I agree. Yep. I definitely agree with that whole package. So, listen, you guys going to have any shows coming up? Like, what are you guys performing?
We actually got a show coming up at Ground House Studios, man. That's on, I want to say the 22nd, next Thursday, July. Nice little intimate spot, man. We working on getting the tour together and stuff like that. So, as soon as we get that information, man, we'll definitely put that up on the websites and stuff.
So when you go to Grindhouse on the 22nd, is it like a set list?
Wait, the 22nd is what? What day?
So Thursday.
Is it Thursday?
That should be Thursday, I believe.
Next Thursday.
It's a Friday. Is it Friday or Thursday?
It's next Friday, 22nd.
Is it Friday?
Yeah. Maybe it's the 21st?
We just want to give you the right information. Yeah.
All right, we'll follow up.
Yeah. Okay.
Fine, we'll post it if we have to.
Cool.
But either way, you got that coming up. You have, like, a set list? You're going to do, like, Love Is Blind? Do you have it all planned out and shit? Or are you just, like, I feel like rapping this shit right here. That's my shit.
What's that?
No, so you have the show coming up, right?
Yeah.
And so are you just going to, whatever you feel like you want to perform that day, you're going to perform, or you can be prepared with, like, a certain list beforehand?
Yeah, we usually, man, me and Sean, we usually go to rehearsals, man. We figure out what we're going to do, you know what I'm saying? We put together a little set, a show CD, and, depending on the crowd and the area and the demographic of it all, you know what I'm saying, we put together the proper mix CD or show CD, I like to say, to make sure it's a good show.
That's a good way to look at it. So it varies based on show to show, right? That's cool. I respect that. So, Charlie, you're from Philly? You're born and raised or what?
Yeah, I'm born and raised from Philly. A lot of people say it don't seem like I'm from Philly, but, you know, that's just the nature of the business. You know what I mean? I just try to be from everywhere. I want to be known everywhere. But, yeah, I'm from Philly. I'm born and raised from Philly.
What's your favorite part about Philly?
What's my favorite part about Philly?
About being from Philly. Besides the club of Skate, I mentioned Sean.
My favorite part about being from Philly is just the fact that when we leave outside of Philly, everybody loves Philly people. You know what I'm saying? I love that part. I'm not here to bash my city and not like that. You know, but here, living in Philly, you know, we got issues and stuff like that amongst people, you know, the cliquish thing, and, you know, it's just a different vibe, man. But once Philly leave out of Philly, the love is just totally different, you know what I mean? Love is different, you know what I mean? And that's what I love most about being from Philly. And then it's a lot of history here, too, you know what I'm saying? Just being from a historical place is always good, too, you know what I mean? But, you know, that's some of my favorite parts about being from Philly.
All right. So who are you listening to right now when you leave? If you go into the car, what are you putting on right now?
Oh, well, I'm listening to right now. Let's see. I'm listening to that Big Sean and Jhené Aiko. You know what I'm saying? I love what they did with their project. I'm just listening to that On the Way song and Memories Faded. What else? I'm listening to that, the new Usher joint, No Limit with Young Thug.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? I love that Kevin Gates, man. Really, really. Two Phones. I listened to this new guy. He's an independent artist, but his name is O'Shea. Definitely, he making moves, man. He's a dope artist. Let's see. J Soul, new R&B cat, man. He with Cash Money, man. He's a dope artist. I listened to him, my favorite song for him is Ride For Me. Well, there's a few people, man. Let me see. I know I got somebody else. Yeah, I mean, that's just the name of Phil, you know what I mean? But, you know, I try to listen to a different range of people, man, and, you know, let's see what's out there.
I was going to say, I wasn't sold on Kevin Gates until I saw him perform. I think he did, like, Conan or some shit. Nah, he did Really, Really, and I think Two Phones.
And yeah, I've seen him perform.
He did everything himself. I think Dell Sub was telling me, right? Yo, you said he kind of came up independent.
Yeah, independent.
And he, so the question is numbers. Like, he's like the second most, successful independent artist behind Dell. Is that right? Is that what you're
on? On the charts?
Yeah,
making
it money. Yeah, like, I mean, he's doing his thing and by himself. I have a lot of respect for him for that.
Yeah, I like, that's why I became sold on him too, like when I actually went to see him perform. You know what I mean? And, you know, I was sold, man, because he just had, like, he got a certain energy about him, man, that you just got to respect, you know what I mean? His songs are dope, man. His hooks, man, they all high energy, man. He just really bounced to, you know what I mean? Even though he don't speak to me, lyrically, but sonically, I could listen to him. And actually, that's what I'm just listening. Like I said, I got him in the car now. Yeah, I mean, I bump his music. You know what I mean? But, you know, like some of my favorite artists now are like J. Cole. That's like one of my favorite artists right now. J. Cole and Kendrick Lamar and stuff like that. But that Kevin Gates shit, man, this shit is fire, man.
Yeah, you know, when he first started saying shit on World Star, was like, I don't know, he was a cousin or some shit. I was like, who is this clown? But then, like, he ends up, like, making really good music. I'm like, okay. You know, I can't – everybody's just different. You know? Like, that's just him. So I can't really hate on him for that. I respect the genuine – I feel like J. Cole and Kendrick come off very genuine. And, you know, I could relate to that. Not that – even if I wasn't genuine, but, you know. But, yeah, I agree with those artists. I think they're actually excellent artists.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it's really about, really, man. It's just like, I like artists that are genuine, you know what I mean? Definitely, you know, whether it's trap music, whether it's gangster music, whether it's just soul music, like, I just feel like if it's a genuine art, it comes off better, you know what I mean? And it's easier to listen to because you're actually listening to a story and you picture in the story and someone's lives, man, and it just makes it more, it just makes the more, the music more brilliant to listen to. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I agree. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been just listening to Trell Mack, one of the artists from SKE Records and Sean Archer, a previous caller. We appreciate your time, man, and your perspective on things. Typically on our show, before we let an artist go, like yourself, again, at Trell Mack, and the website is, let's see.
TrellMackForever.com.
Trell Mack, that's right. And I personally really like the Love Is Life video. I encourage everybody to check it out. But before we let you go, Trell Mack, you want to spit us some bars if you're, you know, not feeling too shy or whatever, you know what I'm saying?
No, that's cool. I fit y'all some.
Yeah, you're the last caller, so yeah. The floor is yours.
All right. Let's go. The same old block, the same old corner. Niggas getting scooped up by the same old coroner. Evil eyes watching his airways be caught in us. There is no hope for us. This is the story they wrote for us. People say, fuck how the government feel.
They will never understand this because the struggle is real. Kids with malnourishment are still growing to kill. Got me sick to my stomach, trouble holding my meal. We need to inspire these kids on what they're destined to be. It's room for whenever Warren Buffett, Jay-Z. It's room for whenever King James, Cole B. And even Steve Jobs, but my niggas need jobs. And a little sunshine to get them out of the park. Man, standing aside. Sound like that, you know what I mean? Put together, man. But that's, I'm actually just working on that, man. It's just a little piece from the song that I wrote. I don't even remember what it's called. But
That was a world premiere, man.
And usually I really just like freestyle, but my show was like, yeah, man, you just write, do some written, man. But this is actually a world premiere of the song that I'm doing with this singer called Tatiana Barbosa, man. She's a dope artist from Philly. No, I think she's from Jersey, but she's over in Philly a lot. And it's just something, it's a good song, man. It's a feel-good song. It's just something that we need to hear. Like I said, especially all the killing and all the shit that's going on in the world today, man. I just think we just need something to uplift, you know what I mean, our people. And it's just people in general, man, whether you're black, white, whatever, you know what I'm saying? It's just that love thing. That's the whole purpose of love is life, man. Just bringing people together, man. It's love, you know what I'm saying, happiness. And then, you know, we grow from there, you know what I mean?
We appreciate the exclusive there. Thank you for calling in, and we hope sometime we can talk again, man.
Yeah, man, no doubt. Man, I appreciate you having us, man. I appreciate you, bro.
We appreciate you, man.
Okay.
All right, so that's our show.
Yeah,
that's
our show. Show number 4. Special SKE takeover with Trell Mack and Sean Archer.
Talk about ourselves.
Yeah, man. Go ahead.
What we got? All right, whatever.
SoundCloud.com/that. Don't laugh at me.
Don't laugh at me.
I'm grooming you.
Yeah. SoundCloud.com/Dr. Connell. And alternatively, Yellow Sub. And then we have a Twitter at @DCYS_ENT. The Instagram is the same. I always get that wrong. The Facebook is
@TheOfficialDCYS. And after the show, check out TheOfficialDCYS.blogspot.com for a show wrap-up, some more content. And, hey, everyone who called in tonight, and, you know, we always let callers on the line, but we had a special guest call in tonight. You know, they set up an interview. So if anyone would like to schedule an interview, please email us at theofficialdcys@gmail.com. And, man.
Thank you for listening.
Call next week.
Yeah. We'll see you next week at 10 o'clock.
Yep.
On the 20th.
Ethan.
Hope you enjoyed.
Check it out.
Thank you for watching.
SoundCloud.com.